Dan Pair Parabot Mishnah Hey Shne Aimrim Sikha Uslaisa Enon Sikha. Somebody is collecting sheep from his field and he skips over and forgets two sheaves next to each other. That would be Sikha and he would have to leave it for the Anil. But if he skips over and forgets three sheaves that are next to each other, that would not be Sikha and he can go back and retrieve them himself. And since he left three of them, he doesn't have to leave them for the Anil. This is learned out from a pasuk that only if you forget two next to each other, that's Sikha, but if you forget three next to each other, it's not Shikha, you don't have to leave it for the Anil. Shnei Tzibure Zeisim Becharuvim Shikha. Ushlosha Einan Shikha. Somebody who has his olives or his carrot piled up into piles. And when he was collecting the piles from the field, he skipped over two piles of olives or carrot that are next to each other. That would be Shikha. And he would have to leave it for the Anil. But if he skipped over and forgot about three piles next to each other, it would not be Shikha. Shnei Hutzne Pishtan Shikha Uslosha Enan Shikha. Somebody who's collecting flax stalks from the field, and he skipped over and forgot two flax stalks next to each other, it would be Shikha. Now we're talking about where you planted the flax stalk with the mind to eat the seeds. In that case, the law of the Shikha would apply to flax. But if you planted the flax with the mind to use the flax to make clothing with, then the law of the Shikha would not apply to flax at all. And if you forget three flax stalks next to each other in the field, then it would not be Shikha. Shnei Gargarim Peret. Uslosha Enam Peret. Somebody who's harvesting grapes from the vine. If some grapes fall from his hands in the process of the harvesting of the grapes, that would be called Peret. And you have to leave those grapes that fell from you to the Anil. Now, if in the process of harvesting the grapes, two grapes fall out of your hand, then that would be Peret. You'd have to leave those grapes for the Anil. But if three grapes fall out of your hand at the same time, that would not be Peret at all. And you don't have to leave it for the Anil. You can pick them up for yourself. Sneishi balam leket uslosha enam leket. Somebody who's harvesting grain, and in the process of harvesting the grain, some of the grain falls out of your hand, that would be leket. And you have to leave it for the Anil. Now, if two shibalm of grain fall out of your hand at the same time, then that would be leket. You can't pick it up. You have to leave it for the Anil. But if in the process of harvesting the grain, three shibalm fall out of your hand at the same time, that is not leket. Elu kedibre beitzilo, v'al kulam beishame yomrim, shlosha laniyim, v'arba labalafayim. The Mishnah until now was following the Shita of Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel is the one that differentiates between two and three. But about all the dina that are mentioned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai argues, Beis Shammai does not differentiate between two and three. According to Beis Shammai, there's no difference between two and three. Beis Shammai differentiates between three and four. As Beis Shammai learned out from the pasuk, that if you forget three, that is Shikha, and you have to leave it for the Anil. Only if you forget four is the Baal Bayis allowed to go back and take it. And so too Beis Shammai argues with Beis Hillel in regards to Peret and Leket, that according to Beis Shammai, three is Peret and Leket, but four is not. If you drop three grapes while you're harvesting the grapes, you have to leave it for that name. Only if you drop four grapes at the same time can the Baal Bayis pick them back up. Somebody who's collecting his sheep from the field, and he skipped over and forgot one of the sheep. And the sheep that he forgot was a very large sheep. It consisted of two saw. It was so large that this sheep would be difficult for one person to carry by himself. It would not be Shikha. He can go ahead and retrieve it. He doesn't have to leave it to the Anil. That's because I learned out from a pasuk that only a sheep that one person can pick up and it's forgotten, would that be Shikha? But a sheep that you forgot that's very large, that is difficult for one person to carry, is not included in the dinam of Shikha, and you do not have to leave it to the Anil. Shnei Aimrim Ubehem Sosayim. Somebody who skipped over and forgot two sheaves next to each other in the field. And between the two sheaves, it consisted of two saw. Rabbi Gamliel Aimrim Labal Bayis, V'chacham Aimrim La'anim. Rabbi Gamliel holds that in this case also, it would not be sikha, and the Baal Bayit can go back and retrieve them. Even though each individual sheep is less than two sa'ah, since between the two of them it is two sa'ah, the din of sikha would not apply, while the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim hold that only where each individual sheep is two sa'ah do we say that it's not sikha, but in this case, since each individual sheep is less than two sa'ah, even though you forgot two of them, and between the two of them, it consists of two sa'ah, it would be sikha, and you can't retrieve it, you would have to leave it to the aniyim. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, v'chi mirov ha'amrim yoyfi kolash ha'ba'a bayis, ohora kocho. Rabbi Gamliel tried to prove his point to the Chachamim, that when you leave two sheep in the field, if between the two of them, it consists of two sa'ah, that it would not be sikha. Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, are the more sheep that you leave in the field at the same time, does that improve the rights of the Baal Bayis to go back and retrieve it? Or does that weaken the rights of the Baal Bayis to go back and retrieve it? Amrulo yoyfi kocho. The Chachamim says to Rabbi Gamliel, the more sheep that you leave, that improve the rights of the Baal Bayis, as we saw in the previous mission. As somebody who forgets three sheep at the same time in the field, it would not be shikha, as opposed to if you forget two sheep, then it would be shikha. Amar Lahan, so Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, Umayim bizman shu oimer echa, ubos osayim, ushacho, eno shikho, shnei amrem, ubehem sosayim, eno din, shaloye shikho. If when you leave one sheep in the field that consists of two sosayim, it is not shikho. The Baal Bayis is allowed to go back and retrieve it, since it consists of two sosayim. So certainly, when you leave two sheaves next to each other in the field, that between the two of them, it consists of sasayim. It should not be shikha, and the Baal Bayis should be allowed to retrieve it. Since the Chachamim agree that the more sheaves you leave in the field, the better it is for the Baal Bayis, why should two amrim, that between them is sasayim, be worse than one amrim that consists of sasayim? The Chachamim holds that if you leave one amrim that consists of sasayim, it's not shikha. They should agree with Rabbi Gamliel that we leave two amrim that between them it is a sayim, that it would not be shikha. Amrulo, the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Gamliel, no, this case is different. Normally, the more sheep you leave, the better it is for the Baal Bayis, but not in this case. Im amrit ba'omer echad shehu kegadish, taimar b'shnei amrim shehen kekricha. If the halacha is that when you leave one sheep in the field that consists of sasayim, that it would not be shikha, that's because one sheep that consists of sasayim is like a gadish, it's like a stack of tefuah. And a stack of tefuah that is left in the field, the din of shikha will not apply. As the Torah says, that if you forget a sheep in the field, you can't go back to retrieve it. If you forget a stack in the field, that's a different story. You are allowed to go back and retrieve it, and that's why. If you leave one sheep in the field that consists of sasayim, it would not be shikha, as opposed to when you leave two sheaves in the field next to each other, that each individual sheaf is less than sasayim. So in such a case, each individual sheaf is not like a gadish, it's like a kricha, it's like a small bundle. So therefore, the din of shikha would apply, even though between the two of them, it does consist of sasayim, but since each individual sheaf is like a kricha, like a small bundle, the din of shikha would apply in this case.